Okay, Rabose, how's it going? Hope all is good. Another fabulous halachah l'maisa daf today. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chav Zayin, and we're here at the Mishnah Chav Vav Amud Beis. And the Mishnah says like this: Maisa ve'viu lo the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lito amesa tavshil. Right, they brought some food to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on Sukkot once for v'lurai ben Gamliel shnei kosavos udli shamayim. And they brought Rabbi Gamliel two dates and some water. They said, right, where is it? Sorry, I just totally lost place. For Amru, and they said, "Hello, Masukah, right, take it up to the sukkah." Look, she nasni lo Rabbi Tzadok ocha pachos megabeitza. And when they gave food to Rabbi Tzadok, that was less than a gabeitza. Nachlu b'mapa va'achlu chutz l'sukkah v'lo birech achra. There are three halachas over here that Rashi points out. He took it in a handkerchief and he ate it, right, because you don't need to do nitilas yadayim if you can have less than pachos megabeitza according to Rabbi Tzadok. Achol chutz l'sukkah, because he held he didn't need to eat it in the sukkah, v'lo birech achrav, and he didn't make a bracha achrona. That was Rabbi Tzadok's sheet. So the Gemara immediately says, if you remember our last Mishnah, the last Mishnah that we had said that you need to eat what's it called in the sukkah, that you don't need to eat, or what's it called in the sukkah, you don't need to eat a snack in the sukkah. Here you're telling me that you brought a little bit of food, right? Let's talk about the tapshil. Right, and to drink, eat a couple of dates, right, and some water, right. That's right. And Rabbi Gamliel said you should bring it up to the sukkah. So the Gemara immediately says, "Maisa listor." Right, you have a story, right? If you put these two mishnayos together, right, the last mishnah said you can eat a snack outside the sukkah, you can have a chilas haray outside the sukkah, and this mishnah immediately says that there's a story with Rabbi Gamliel, and he told him to take a snack up to the sukkah. So that's a maisa listor. That's a contradictory story, right? Why would you tell me halacha? Then tell me a story that completely contradicts the halacha you just told me. So the Gemara says, really, chisuri mechs rabbi achi gatani. Really, we're missing some words here in between these mishnayos, and this is what the mishnayos means to say. In bala hachmer alatzmo machmer. If a person wants to be enichanami, that a person does not have to eat a snack in the sukkah, but if he wants to be machmir, so then he's allowed to be v'les be mishum yura, and it's not considered to be yura. Yura means gaiva or arrogance, right? A person is not in general. It's not so good to be extra machmir, right? Very often the Gemara will say that if a person, you know, let's say for example, just take sukkah for example, the Gemara says that if a person sits in the sukkah when it's raining, so he's a fool, right? There's no need to be overly machmir. If you're potter, right, it's not necessarily a good thing to be machmir. But the Mishnah here is telling us that if you want to be, so then, right, and eat a snack inside the sukkah, so that's fine. That's not considered to be yura, right? That's not considered to be a gaiva. But my tsunami, and to prove that point, then we have a story, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litum as a tavshil, or a gamliel shnei kosavos v'dli shamayim, v'amru hel on the sukkah, and they said take it up to the sukkah. V'kishnasu lo rabbi tzadik achol pachos mikabetza natlu b'mapa v'achol chutz l'sukkah v'lbirich acharav. Right, so you have that whole the whole story that happened afterwards, and that story proves that you can be machmir if you want. Now, Rabbi Tzadok had said, right, again, the Mishnah just pointed out, right, the Gemara pointed out again, that he took it right in the napkin, right, he ate it outside the sukkah, didn't make a bracha achrona, and that was pachos mikabetza. Apparently, what do you learn from there? That hakabetza by sukkah. Apparently, you see that the shear of a kabetza does require a sukkah. Aye, so let me have a tiyuf to Rabbi Yosef and Abaye. Maybe that's against Rabbi Yosef and Abaye. If you remember from yesterday, right, that they asked, the Shiloh was, how much is a snack that you don't need to eat in the sukkah? So Rabbi Yosef said, two or three kibbutzim, and Rabbi said the amount that the yeshiva bachur eats before he goes to shir in the morning. So both of those are pashtas, right? Are more than a kibbutz, right? Apparently, if you tell me over here that's the definition of a snack, this implies that a kibbutz already requires sukkah. That's against them. So Gemara says no. Dilma pachus mikibbutz nitzil subracha lo bayi v'hab kibbutz bayi nitzil subracha nitzil subracha. Maybe the point of the Mishnah over here is not really trying to make a point about sukkah at all. Meaning, don't learn the implication that less than a kazayis doesn't need a sukkah, but less than a kibbutz doesn't need a sukkah, but a kibbutz does. No, the less than a kibbutz implication that we're making is only for nitzil zidayim and benching. Right. So. So that's the implication, right? It's not about the sukkah at all, right? That would not necessarily go against Abaye and Rav Yosef. Okay, new Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Arbasre Sudos Chayiv Adam Lechol B'Sukkah. A person, says Rabbi Elazar, there are 7 days of sukkahs, right, in Eretz Yisrael, right? Shmini Atzeres does not count. It's its own holiday. So 7 days of sukkahs. Rabbi Elazar says you have to eat 14 meals on sukkahs. Achas b'yom, achas b'alayla, once during the day, and once at night. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, in the davar kitzvah, right, there is no set amount, chutz milayla rishon, milayla yom tov rishon shel chag, bilvad, except for the first night. That's the first night you have to have, that's a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, that's the chiyuv, but the rest of the time, right, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. V'odam Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar also said, mishalo achal leila yom tov rishon, Rabbi Elazar also said, if you didn't eat the meal on the first night, so yashlim yilele yom tov achron shel chag, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara will obviously ask, well, Shmini Atzeres is kind of not Sukkot, but okay, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. No, in the davar tashlumim, right? You don't make up a missed meal on the first night of Sukkot. On this, the pasuk says, "Maos lo yuchal atakein." That's not maos; it should be mav. Right, muvas. It says over here on the side, something that is not straight, you cannot fix. V'chisron lo yuchal limanos, and something that's missing, you cannot count. Meaning, right, that you cannot make up if you missed a meal. So Gemara says, "My time is Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar, right, say that you have to eat 14 meals on Sukkot? Where does he get that from? Right, we don't find that by, let's say, Pesach, for example. So he says, the pasuk says, right, the concept that we quoted before, right, Yivasukos Teshvu, and we learned Teshvu came to Duru, that you have to live in the Sukkot just like you would live in the house. Madira achas b'yom achas b'alayla, just like in your house, you presumably back in the day that was the norm to eat one meal during the day and one meal at night. So Afsukka achas b'yom achas b'alayla, so too. Right, in the sukkah, you have that obligation. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan don't disagree with the concept of Teshuvah and Kehinat Duru, they just understand it a little differently. Right, Kedira, just like in your normal house, Madira Iboy Achil, Iboy Lo Achil, right, when you live in your house, right, you can either eat or not eat. Right, my brother is into intermittent fasting, which means he kind of eats during like 5 or 6 hour window during the day. You can do whatever you want at home. You can eat or not, you cannot eat. Right? There's no chiyuv to eat when you're home. So too, but in the sukkah, right? So therefore you have an option to eat or not. So Gemara says, So what's the deal with the first night then? And if you don't have a chiyuv, according to the Rabbanan, to eat a meal in the sukkah, so what's with the first night? So Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Ben Yehuda Tzadok, it's a gzir shava from Pesach. Nemar kan chamishazar, v'nemar chamishazar v'chagamatos. Right, both of them start on the 15th. The pasuk specifies that. So it's a gzir shava 15, tesvav from Pesach. Malahalam leilu rishon chova mikan ve'ilach rishus. Avkan leilu rishon chova mikan ve'ilach rishus. Just like on Pesach, right, the first night, you have a chiyuv to eat matzah, and the rest of it, you're optional, right? So too on Sukkot, you have to eat on the first night. It's also optional the rest of the way. So the Gemara says, how do you know that on Pesach you have to eat a meal on the first night? You have to have matzah on the first night. So if you remember from Pesachim, Amar Kra, the pasuk says simply, "Ba'erev tochu matzos." Right, you have to eat at night. You have to eat matzos. Right, kosuv kavu chova, and the pasuk already right said very clearly. Right, that you have a chiyuv to eat matzah the first night. Okay. V'od Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said further, right, that you can make up if you missed it on the first night. This Gemara says, V'od Rabbi Elazar, Abbasri, Sudos Chayiv, Adam Lechol, Basukah, Achas Be'om, Achas Be'layla. Right, didn't Rabbi Elazar, wasn't Rabbi Elazar the one who said, you got to eat 14 meals, right? So if you're telling me that you got to eat 14 meals, right, so how are you eating, right, the 14th meal on Shmini Atzeres, which is after Yom Tov? You got to eat 14 meals on Sukkot. Sukkot ends. Shmini Atzeres is his own holiday. You get your own Shachianu, different statement in Yalav Yavo. How could you make up a meal right after Sukkot Lachora? So Amr Bira, here is the name of an Amora. Amr Rabbi Ami, Chazur by Rabbi Elazar. Right, Rabbi Elazar took it back. Right, he originally held that you needed 14 meals, and then the Chachamim, I guess, talked him out of it. Right, so the Gemara says, he agrees though. However, right, that's the point where he says if you miss the first night though, then you got to make it up. Meaning he took back his 14 meal requirement, but he agrees with Chachamim, right, that you do have to eat. Right, he holds the Gzeirah Shavah 15, Tesvav, right, from Pesach, and holds that you do actually have to eat one meal on the first day, and if you miss it, so then you have to make it up. So Gemara says, "Mashlim b'mais." The Gemara says, "Okay, if you have to make it up on Shmini Atzeres." Now, what do you, or again, the Rishonim discuss, if do you have to wait till Shmini Atzeres? Pashtus is, it's even Shmini Atzeres, right? You could, the Chor of the Pashtus is, I think, the Rishonim talk about, right? The Pashtus understanding is that you have even until Shmini Atzeres to make up that first meal. Okay, fine. So Mashlim Vamai immediately, right? Again, the reading of the Gemara over here seems to imply not necessarily like that, because the Gemara is about to say, well, how are you being Mashlim this meal? Let's just read it right now, and you'll see it kind of implies that you should make it up on Shmini Atzeres specifically, because the Gemara is going to say that you already have a chiyuv to eat a suda on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, but again, I think it also makes a lot of sense to say that you have up until Shmini Atzeres to complete it. Okay, either way, Mashlim B'maya, what are you making up this suda with? Ilei M'Berifta, if you're telling me that you're making it up with bread, you're eating some bread on Shmini Atzeres, so that's suda d'yomaka acha. What, that doesn't help, because you're already eating bread, you already have a chiyuv to eat a meal. Hashmini Atzeres, right? That's a chiyuv. The Sudas Yontif is a chiyuv. So Gemara says, "Elamai Yashlem Yashlem Mini Targima." Right? It must be that you're eating some extra Mini Targima. Mini Targima is like an extra special dish. Rashi tells us to argue in terms of what that means. Rashi talks about some sort of fruits or desserts. Tosas doesn't like that. It's, you know, fruits. Tosas first of all points out you can eat outside the sukkah. So he holds it's either some sort of fish or some sort of meat or something that goes with bread. Okay, but either way, it's some sort of extra dish that you wouldn't necessarily have, some sort of special dish. Tanya Mihachi also learned the rice and Mishlim b'mina targima yotza, right, that if you made up this first suda with types of delicacies, shall we say, then you are yotze. Shal apotropos shel Agrippas HaMelech, the treasurer for Agrippas HaMelech, he was in charge of his money, in charge of his estate, asked the following question as Rabbi Elazar. He asked Rabbi Elazar the following shayla. Kegon ani shan eni regil lechol el suda achas bayom, mao sheochel suda achas ve'epater. Right. Before Rabbi Elazar, the Chora took back his shita, right, when he was still known that he maintained that you have to have 14 sudas on circus because that's your normal way of eating in your house. So the treasurer of Agrippas said, well, I'm used to eating only one meal a day. So let's say like my brother, right? Like, you know, he's intermittent fasting back in the day in the Gemara. Anyway, so he was only used to eating one meal. So does he have to eat 14, or does he have to eat only 7? Right, what's it? This I'm allowed. So Rabbi Elazar says back to him, "B'chol yom ve'yom ata mamshich kama parparos lechavod atzmecha." Right, every day, right before your meal, you have some sort of parparos. You have some sort of like appetizers. Right before your meal, to honor yourself, meaning to get yourself ready to roll, to get yourself excited to eat. Right, and now you're telling me, right, you'll usually only eat one meal a day. Now you don't want to eat two meals a day? You're telling me you can't eat some more of those appetizers at another time and get yourself prepped to eat another meal? Meaning don't back out of this second meal, Rabbi Elazar, right? Just because all of a sudden, right, you don't normally eat a second meal, but Akash Baruch Hu wants you to eat a second meal, basically told him no, right? But he said no, you have to eat 14 meals. Okay. Va'od shalu, and then he asked him again. Right, well, I don't know if it's back to back, but he also asked him, Kigon ani she'ishli shtei nashim. Well, that's a little bit of preface. We're going to see in about 4 or 5 lines that Rabbi Elazar holds that you need to stay in the same sukkah all of sukkahs. So Patropas, the treasurer of Agrippas, asked him, well, I have 2 wives. Apparently he was married to 2 different women. Achas b'Tveria v'achas b'Tzipori. And they live in different towns. V'eshli shtei sukkos. And obviously you got to have 2 sukkahs. Right? Achas b'Tveria v'achas b'Tzipori. Right? 1 in each town. So ma'o she'etzi m'sukkah l'sukkah v'epater. Am I allowed to go from one sukkah to the next? Meaning, as we'll see in a second, Rabbi Elazar says you can only stay in one sukkah, but technically these are both my homes. So does that count? Is that considered to be going to another sukkah or not? So or lo, he said, lo, shani omer kol shiyotzi m'sukkah l'sukkah bartol b'tzvatzah shel rishona. Rabbi Elazar said, again, he said to him, no, tough luck, right? Rabbi Elazar's shita, he said, my opinion is, right, is that when you go to another sukkah, you're mevatel, right, the first sukkah. Meaning, the Abachopas Pasha is understood, right, that you teshu came to duru. The reason you can't live in the sukkah, you can't live in 2 sukkahs, is because you don't have live in 2 homes. But I have 2 homes, said the treasurer. So maybe I can go to 2 sukkahs. So Rabbi Elazar said, no. My shita is that if you leave one sukkah, so and you go to another sukkah, you're mevatel the first sukkah. Right, so then you're messing up the mitzvahs that you did in the first sukkah, and that's why you can't go from one sukkah to the next. Okay, and then we immediately quote that shita. Tanya will the Bryce, Rabbi Elazar Omer, and Yotzer Misukkah the Sukkah. Now you can't go from one sukkah to the next. And Osin Sukkah Bechol Shemoid, you also can't build the sukkah on Chol Hamoed. We'll talk about that why not in a second. The Chachamim say no, Yotzer Misukkah the Sukkah, Osin Sukkah Bechol Shemoid. They disagree in both counts. Vishavin, but they agree, Shem Nafla, that if a sukkah fell, right, that if you made a sukkah 3 days before Sukkot, and then it fell down on Chol HaMoed, so then Shechazer Rabbona b'Chol HaShemoed, you're allowed to rebuild it on Chol HaMoed, then that's fine. So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Elazar, what's Rabbi Elazar's shita, that you're not allowed to go from one Sukkot to the next, you're not allowed to build the Sukkot on Chol HaMoed? Oh, I guess that's the second one, right? What's Rabbi Elazar's shita? Right, because we explained why you can't go from one sukkah to the next. So what's Rabbi Elazar holding that you can't build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed? Because Amar Kala Pasuk says, Chaka sukkah is tasa lecha shivas yamin. Right? Asei sukkah haruli l'shiva. Right? Very clear, the Pasuk says, make yourself a sukkah for 7 days. That sukkah has to last 7 days. If you make it in Chol HaMoed, right? So then, you know, that's not related to the first 7 days. But the Rabbanan, what do the Chacham say? They understand the pasuk like this. I say sukkah b'chag, make a sukkah for sukkahs. Right? It doesn't mean this has to be 7 days, right? You need to have a sukkah, right, on sukkahs. Right? And economy, that even if it's on sukkahs, on Chol HaMoed, right, there's no requirement that it has to last all of sukkahs, so just make sure you have a sukkah on sukkahs. So if that means you have to build one on Chol HaMoed, so then that's fine. They both agree that you're allowed to rebuild the sukkah that fell down. So pshita, obviously, right? So Gemara says, no, at the time, you might have thought that no, when you rebuild that sukkah, that's considered to be another sukkah, vein l'shiva, and it's not for 7 days. And maybe Rabbi Elazar would say it's no good. Therefore, it has to teach us that Rabbi Elazar agrees that you can rebuild a sukkah, and that does not count as building a new sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Tani will under Reiser, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Keshem She'in Adam Yotzei Chadei Chovasu B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag B'Lulavu Shel Chaveiro, just like you can't use your friend's lulav on the first day, right, the Chthiv, because the Pasuk says, V'lukachtem Lachem B'Yom HaRishon Pri'et Hadar Kavot Tamarim V'af, right, Anaf Eitz Avos V'Arvi Nachal, the Pasuk says, V'lukachtem Lachem, right, you have to take for you all this stuff, and therefore we learn Mishalachem, it has to be yours. So just like that's true by lulav, so too on the first night of sukkahs, when you have a chiyuv to eat a meal, you're not yotzei with your friend's sukkah. So no guests on the first night of sukkahs, because your guests will not be yotzei, according to Rabbi Elazar, the mitzvah of eating a suda, sending the sukkah on the first day of Pesach, of sukkahs. Dechthiv, because the Pesach says, chag sukkahs, tasa lecha shivas yamin. Right? It says the word lecha. Mishalcha, it has to be yours. Rabbi Elazar holds, you have to send your own sukkah on the first night. The chachamim say, Avapisha amru in adam yotze, yidei chovasu b'yant of harishan, b'lov lo shachaveiro. And even though the halacha is that you're not allowed to use your friend's lulav on the first day. And they hold that no, you are allowed to go to a guest, or go to a host on the first night. You are yotzei with a sukkah of somebody else. The ketiv of the pasuk says, "Call Ezrach b'Yisrael Yeshu b'sukkos." Everybody, right? All Jews should sit in sukkos. The lama should call Yisrael ruyin lishev b'sukachas. Teaches us that everybody theoretically, right? All the Jews theoretically should sit, could sit, right, in one sukkah. For Rabbanan, Hay Lecha Mai Darshpe. Okay, fine. So the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar had a pasuk. That pasuk says Chag Hasukos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yamin. What do the Chacham do with the word Lecha? So they teach me, that pasuk teaches me according to the Chacham that you're not allowed to sit in a stolen sukkah. Ava Sheula, but a borrowed sukkah, meaning like your friends, right? You can use your friend's sukkah. Ksiv Kol Ezrach. Why? But they have that pasuk that says all Jews, and then you can sit in someone else's sukkah. Rabbi Elazar, I call Ezrach my Avid. Like, what does Rabbi Elazar use the pasuk of Kol HaEzrach for? That all Jews can sit in the sukkah. So by the way, like Ger Shnisgad Ben Tayim, Bekatan Shnisgad Ben Tayim. Right, a big, usually very common bar mitzvah drasha. Right? He uses that pasuk to teach me that a Ger that converted on Chol HaMoed and a kid who became bar mitzvah in the middle of sukkahs, so they are chayiv in sukkah, even though they're not able to perform the mitzvahs all 7 days. For Rabbanan, and what do the Chachamim do? How do they know that? Kevish Amru Osin Sukkah B'Chol HaShemoed. But since the Chachamim say you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, so lo yitzrechra, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that someone can, right, who just became chayiv in mitzvahs, can fulfill only part of the yontif in a sukkah, right? That should be obvious from the fact that you can build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed, right? Obviously, there is no such requirement to be able to do the mitzvah for all 7 days. Tanur Rabbanan will learn the Rabbeisa. Maisa b'Rabbi Eloi. There's a story of Rabbi Eloi shalach lekamal lahakbil pnei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbo Balu Berega. He went to visit Rabbi Eliezer on sukkahs, see his Rabbi, and Amar lo, and Rabbi Eliezer was not so happy. Fascinating. He said, Eloi, incha mishovsei haregel. You are not one of the people who rest on the chag. Meaning he was not happy that he came and traveled to see him. Shai Rabbi Elazar Omer, because Rabbi Elazar was the one who said, I praise the lazy ones, quote unquote. He's being tongue in cheek, and who do not leave their houses on the on Yontif, on circus, on the holiday. Because the pasuk says, "V'samachta atav v'secha," because you have to make your house happy. It's not time to go misameach other people. You got to focus on your household and make them happy. Is that really true? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Minayin Shechay Vadam Lakbo Pei Rabbo Beregal. One second, right? Didn't we learn that you have to go see your Rebbe? It's a mitzvah to see your Rebbe on the Yontif. That was one of the examples, right? Of Rashi gave of Osik Mitzvah, Patim and a Mitzvah, going to see your Rebbe on Yontif. And so what's going on over here, right? Rabbi Yitzchak says it's a mitzvah. Shneimar Zavazik says Madua Af Halachas Elov Hayom LaChodesh V'Lo Shabbos. That's a pasuk in. It's talking about Elisha, but where is that pasuk in Malachim Beis, right? That Elisha Shunamis, right, was going to tell Elisha that Rachman al-Islam, the child that Elisha had promised her, right? We read that of Torah for Vayera, when Akash Baruch Hu, or the other Lechacha, when Akash Baruch Hu promises Sarah that she'll have a child. I don't remember. Okay, either way, right, that, because Elisha promised this Isha Shunamis that she would have a child, even though she was barren. I guess it must be Vayera, right? Because it's when the Malachim come. Okay, anyway. So the Isha Shunamis, right? She was promised a child. The child dies. And then she went to tell Elisha what happened. And Elisha comes back and does Tchias HaMeisim. But anyway, when she's leaving her house, her husband, who's really kind of like a minor player in the story, says, why are you going to the Navi? Why are you going to Elisha? It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. Right? What's the implication? Mechlal apparently implies that Bechodesh v'Shabbos mechayvin is la'akabule apei rabbi. So apparently you see that on a holiday, on Yontif, or Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos, whatever, it is a mitzvah to go see rabbi. So the Gemara says, lo kasha hada azel ve'ase biyome, hada azel v'lo ase biyome. So the Gemara says, it depends. Can you get back on that day? If it's going to be a multi-day trip, so yeah, so then you're not being able to be misameach your family, so then there's no issue. There's no mitzvah to leave your family to go see your Rebbe. But if you can get back in time, so then, right, you can, why not do both, right? As an Indian, to go be mekabel your Rebbe's, to see your Rebbe, and also you can be misameach your family. Tan Rabbanu Willa de Rebbe, Samaisa Rebbe Elezer Sheshavas Begalil Ha'elyon Besukasa Shal Yochanan Berebbe Eli Bekesari. So the story goes that Rabbi Lezer was chilling out in the Galil in the Sukkah of Yochanan and Rabbi Eli in Caesarea, which is a little bit contradictory. Caesarea, not really necessarily in the Galil. Okay, technically, right? And that's maybe why the Gemara says Rabbi Lebe Caesarion. Maybe it was a city called Caesarion. Okay, maybe that's a Seder. Fine. Either way, v'igia chamal sukkah. The sun came to the sukkah, and Amarlo, right, Yochanan, Rabbi Eli said to Rabbi Lezer, he said, "Ma'usha efros alea sadin. Can I spread out, right, a sheet, right, to, I guess, to shield you from the sun?" Right, apparently, it was he wanted to to kind of make Rabbi Lezer comfortable. Problem is that if it was yontif, right, to spread out a sheet in a building, it might be din derabbanan of bonet. It could be that he's making a roof, right? Some sort of type of roof or roof or some sort of addition to the building. So that was a problem. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Elazar didn't want to kind of, I guess, point out how usher it was. So he said, "Ein lecha kol shevet v'shevet miyisrael shelo hemed mimenu shofet." Right? He said something totally irrelevant, meaning he changed the topic. He said there was no shevet in Am Yisrael who didn't get a shofet, meaning every shevet got a chance to have a shofet. Judge and kind of rule and influence Am Yisrael. So the sun obviously kept on moving, right? Didn't stop, so it came to the middle part of the sukkah. And Amalom, Ma'ush Efrash Alei Asadim, and said, so Reyochan and Berbila, he tried again. So Amalom, so he said back to him, in the Kol Shevet V'Shevet Mishal Shalei Yatzmi Menu Neviyin. He said, so again, he avoided the question. He said, well, every Shevet, right, had a Navi as well. Shevet V'Yehuda V'Yamin Hamidu Balachim Api Neviyin. And the Yehudim and Binyamin had their kings anointed, right, through Nevi'im, right? Shaul was from Binyamin, obviously Yehuda, right? That's already the Malchus Beis David. So he gave Chama the Margalosav Shaul the Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar, finally, the son got to Rabbi Elazar's feet, and Natan Yochanan Sadin Upirish Aleh, and Rabbi Yochanan took out a cloth and spread it over on top, and sure enough, Hivshil Rabbi Elazar Taliso Lachorav V'yotza, and Rabbi Elazar got out of there. Right, he wasn't interested in dealing with that. And the Gemara says, "Lo mipnei sheifligu b'dvarim, el mipnei shelo amar davar shelo shama mipi rabo la'olam." Not because he disagreed, meaning it could be that it was mutter, right? Meaning he didn't necessarily wanted to kind of ignore him. right? Meaning he wasn't trying again. It wasn't that he wasn't and again. No, I take it back. Meaning not that he disagreed. Meaning it was Osir, right? But he didn't want to kind of hefligu b'dvarim. He didn't want to kind of attack him with words. He didn't want to kind of not because he didn't want to teach him the right derech. Right, but Amar Davar Shalom Shalom Pi Rabo LaUlam Rabbi Lezer, it says the Gemara says several times that Rabbi Lezer would only say something that he heard from his Rebbe. But he, even though he knew Halacha, if he didn't hear it straight from his Rebbe, so he wouldn't repeat it. So he didn't want to say anything. He didn't want to give his own shita. So the Gemara asks, how did he do this? Meaning, how could he leave? Right, again, if you're telling me that it was. Right, remember Rabbi Elazar, what did Rabbi Elazar say? I'm a Rabbi Elazar, and you're to the sukkah. Right? How could Rabbi Elazar leave? Right, the sukkah. And Pasha says he had to eat more meals there. He had to spend more time there. So it says, regal achal havli. In Echanami, it was a different regal. It was a different holiday. Yes, it says they were in a sukkah, but people have a mirpesa. They have a sukkah. They have a pergola. They have a place where they chill outside. So it wasn't actually sukkahs. So there was no issue. Right, in Echanami. The people had sukkahs, but it was not for the mitzvah. So Gemara says, "I v'amr Rabbi Elazar m'shaveach ani etzatzlanim she'in yosim v'dehem regal." But then, one second, if there's another holiday, you still have a problem because Rabbi Elazar was the one who said that it's good for people to stay home on Yontif. So Gemara says, "You're right. It wasn't Yontif. Shabbos of it. It was actually Shabbos. Therefore, it was motir. Right? There's no mitzvah of being m'sameach your family on Shabbos. Right? That's samachti b'chagecha. Atahu b'incho b'isecha v'avdicha v'amasecha. That's written by sukkahs. Right? That's by Yontif." By Shabbos, yes, Eilech Hanami is a mitzvah of kavod and oneg, etc. But to be specifically to the sameach your family, dafka, right, the pasuk does not say. So Gemara says, just to finish up a little bit here, Tifshah Levi Midi Dedeh, why don't we learn something that Rabbi Elazar said elsewhere? Meaning Rabbi Elazar didn't want to answer, right, his shita, right, again, he wanted to answer about adding on this sheet to the sukkah, which is perhaps an addition to a building. Right, Rabbi Elazar didn't hear from his Rebbeim, so he didn't want to say it over the halacha, even though he knew the halacha. One second, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar himself kind of sort of weighs in on this issue. But that's not, if you remember from Sefer Shabbos towards the end, pekak ha-chalon, if you have a window that has a pekak, literally means a plug, but you have a, back then the shutters on the windows, was basically you would have a piece of wood that fit in the square and they would stuff it. Right, you'd have an open window and they would stuff the window with, let's say, the plug, quote-unquote. So Rabbi Elazar says, right, now, can you do that on Shabbos? That's effectively, quote-unquote, adding to a building, right? If it's not Asim Midaraisa, maybe it could certainly be Asim Midarabanan. So either way, so Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Bismansha Kosher V'Tavli, when the shutter is attached to the wall or to the window through a rope, so that's not considered to be, an addition to a building, that's considered to be already attached, and therefore poken, but then you're allowed to use it to stop up the window, but if not, in poking bow, you're not allowed to do that. Meaning, the rabbanim, right, that you're not allowed to plug this window. Right, the chachamim say binkach poken. Right, the chachamim disagree and says regardless, you can do it because it's not a bechlal. Again, bone is of a permanent nature. Building, adding something to a building is of a permanent nature. This is you're opening a window, you're closing a window. What do you mean? That's like for a couple of hours. That's a temporary thing. It's not the bechlal bone whatsoever. Say the chachamim. But Rabbi Elazar says that it's usher. So why didn't he tell him? Right? Why didn't he say there that Yochanan ben to tell Yochanan ben Eli that it was usher for him to spread the sheet out, even though he didn't want to say anything in front of his Rebbeim? Rabbi Elazar weighs in on this sheet, though. He could just quote himself, or clearly he heard this from his Rebbeim. So Gemara says, Hasam hu demivata, because there, right, by the shutter, so when you put the shutter, when you put the, let's say, the piece of wood, the plug in the window, so then the shutter is bata, right? It's gone. It's literally, you're completing the wall. Right, it's not a shutter anymore. It's now part of the wall, so that's bata. Avalacha, but here, what are you doing? You're just spreading a sheet, right, over the roof or under the roof, right? They're just probably over the roof, yeah, just to kind of block out the sun. So the low bata, it's low bata, so it's not necessarily bata. So you might have thought that it was not. He might have said it was not usher. So Rabbi Elazar did not actually hear the halacha from his Rebbeim. Therefore, he didn't want to say it, even though he thought Mustam Pashas that it was usher. Right? He didn't learn this from Alacha from his Rebbeim, and therefore he didn't want to tell Yochanan about it. Rabbi Elazar. Okay, Shkoyah Kol Rav Vosai. We'll go fight in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.